It's Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Hi. For years, animal-assisted activities have been recognized for positive cognitive and emotional benefits. While the advantages of the interactions may be known, many may be less familiar with the specific benefits that can come from working with horses. Ride for Joy, a therapeutic riding program, offers equine-assisted activities to individuals with special needs, active duty personnel, and military veterans, creating an environment that is uniquely catered to the needs of each rider. Joining me live to talk more about the positive impacts of the program and the human-animal bond is Ride for Joy program manager Heather Miner and Angela Geiser, a parent of one of the riders. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so, Heather, it's my understanding that this... Well, talk to me about the origins of this. This started as kind of a passion project, right?
I believe so, yes. It was started in about 1997. I wasn't around the program at that point, but it's grown. We've had a lot of different iterations, and now we've just moved to a new facility that is going to allow us to grow and accommodate even more.
Where's that?
It is in Caldwell. It's on the Caldwell-Middleton border at the new Idaho Youth Ranch Hands of Promise campus.
So paint me a word picture. Yes. Take us out there.
It's gorgeous. We have a giant indoor arena that is in the process of being finished. I believe it's 150 by 200 feet indoor. And then we have about 200 by 300 feet outdoor, a new 20-stall barn that's being completed as well. And it's on the former Simplot house location. So there's trees, there's grass, there's a former nine-hole golf course. It's going to be a fantastic facility.
Why do you do this? Why are you into this? Why is this your life's passion?
It combines two of my favorite things, working with people and working with horses. And in my long experience of my personal working with horses and seeing how it's benefited me, I grew to a place where I wanted to share that with others. And so now I get to see visibly what horses do for people and all people, children, adults, veterans. It really has an impact on anyone who will give a horse a chance.
So how does this happen? Is it a phone call from a therapist? Is it a prescription? Is it a phone call from a parent? How does any of this happen?
So we do therapeutic riding, which is different than hippotherapy. So hippotherapy is focused on the therapy portion, and we are actually teaching riding skills. So there's no prescription that's required. If someone has a diagnosis of any kind, they can call us up and get on our way list, and we will get them into the program if possible. With our veterans, same thing. They don't have to have a diagnosis. If they have military service, they can come to us and join us.
But who in your organization then works with these kids and these adults? This is very particular skill sets.
Correct. All of our instructors are certified riding instructors through PATH International. So they go through a training, multiple trainings, testings, and whatnot to show that we have the ability to teach riders of all needs and that we have the horsemanship skill set to teach them how to ride.
And you mentioned PATH International. Mm-hmm. You have a pretty high rating from them.
We do. So we are a premier accredited center, which is their highest rating. We're only the third program in Idaho to have that rating.
We're speaking with Ride for Joy program manager Heather Miner and Angela Geiser, a parent of one of the riders. We'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email. We are at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us on Twitter. We are at KBSX915 or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Angela?
Yes.
Okay. You are a parent of a son, daughter?
Daughter. Okay. I have a 12-year-old daughter that has Down syndrome, and we've been involved with Ride for Joy for approximately 4.5 years.
How did this come on your radar?
Ours was more of word of mouth. We had heard of Ride for Joy through another parent. I can't honestly even remember which parent had suggested it. To involve our daughter getting in just a little bit more excited with doing a different form of therapy. For us, it involves more the physical therapy and also social interaction. My daughter has apraxia and is an extreme introvert. And so for Alexis, it helps her to interact with her riders, the fellow riders, also the riding, her sidewalkers. So she is almost encouraged on every moment of her therapy session to talk with both adults that are walking with her, the riders beside her, but mostly which is the most encouraging thing with the animals. The animals that she has been involved with from day one are huge horses. And, you know, most people are afraid of animals. So, you know, it's common. I mean, you're looking at, I don't know, Heather, how big are these? I mean, what, 15, 17 hand
horses? Her current horse is about 17 hands and probably 1,800 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
An incredible horse, ironically, by the name of Smalls. But Alexis has no fear of these animals.
Was that right from the get-go?
From the very first horse. Her very first horse's name was Ogie, who was extremely ornery, just like her. But Alexis had no fear. And that translated to her everyday life. She really had almost a fear of talking with her peers, her fellow students. But we noticed over time with her going to her therapy sessions, she started opening up with classmates, with teachers, with adults, with her teachers. And for us, it was just an eye-opening thing.
So how long now?
4.5 years she's been going.
So she took to it pretty quickly.
Duck with water, yes.
But my sense is it the highlight? How often do you go, by the way?
We go every single week for 6-week sessions, fall, summer, and spring.
But it's got to be beyond the session because she's probably also talking about that experience.
As
right?
much as she
in,
can.
In other settings.
Yes.
And anticipating going back.
Yes, and we use it as bribery. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so she doesn't behave or is having issues. If you want to go to writing, yes, you need to get going this morning. Yes, you have to behave in class. Are you going to your speech therapy this morning?
Wow.
Yes.
Special needs, and I'm guessing the list is significant. Cerebral palsy, yes.
Mm-hmm. We have writers that, if you
Down
saw
syndrome.
Them, you would notice that there was something significantly challenging for them. But we also have writers who may have mental health diagnoses. Maybe they have anxiety or they have PTSD. So we have writers of all spectrums that you would walk up and have a regular conversation with them and not know. To writers who are completely nonverbal and in a wheelchair
and trauma related issues.
Correct.
And we mentioned military veterans.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we don't go into their trauma. We're not trying to be a therapy place for them, but horses are naturally therapeutic in how they operate in the world. And so with our veterans, we work more on helping them understand how horses see the world, how they communicate in the world, and that translates for the veterans and helping them be encouraged to interact in the world as well.
You've got a great website. I looked at, there's a video on that website, and at the end of the video, up this full screen, it says, "Embrace freedom."
Mm.
Tell me about that.
Horses are magical in some ways, and being on a horse is a very different experience, even for someone who is neurotypical and physically typical. But you put someone who maybe is in a wheelchair and has never been outside of that wheelchair other than going to bed, and you put them on a horse, and they have four legs, and they see the world from a height, and they feel the wind in their face, and it is freeing. It's really incredible. We had a young gal who came out last summer who was adopted from another country. She spoke very little English, and she was 16 and had never been out of her wheelchair other than to go to the bathroom and go to bed. And we put her on the horse for the first time, and she was initially terrified. It was such a different neurologic experience to see the world from that height. But within a few minutes, her whole countenance changed. She was free. She got to feel what it felt like to walk and to move in the world and to see others from above them instead of looking up at them. And it really is freeing.
Real quick, you've got a fundraiser next Friday, April 26th at the Riverside in Boise. It's the 4th annual Ride for Joy event, a 1950s themed event. Yes?
Correct. Yes, it's our annual gala.
Good luck with that. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank Ride for Joy program manager Heather Miner and parent Angela Geiser. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.